of this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Atlanta's longest-running, most-respected money show on radio, Money Talks. I'm Matt Haynes, here with Nick Antonucci, Charlie Holloway. Boys, we got the show without Dr. Gene today.
Yes, we do.
He's got better things to do today, and so we're going to hold down the fort. And certainly glad you're
joining
us here on
Saturday
morning. We'll
do the best we can,
right? That's right. That's right. So got a lot to cover, lots going on. Got some economic releases we can talk about, Nick, I know. And we've got several earnings reports. We'll talk about returns. Got a case study to cover. And questions from you guys. So as we always say on the show, as you know, we record this show midweek on Thursdays, actually. So if you want to get a question to us that you'd like us to answer on the air, don't hesitate to give us a call during the week at 770-429-9166, or you can email us your questions at drgene@hensler.com. So with that, Nick, what's going on, man?
It really hasn't been too exciting of a week so far. You know, you got the back and forth going on in Greece. Are they going to get a bailout? Are they not? They have until June 30th to reach some kind of deal and make a payment to the IMF. And the IMF says, listen, you know, you got to make this payment. There's no free pass here.
Yeah.
So trying to figure out whether or not a deal will get done. I expect that it probably will. And, you know, all the talk coming out of Greece right now, while they haven't really reached an agreement yet, it does seem optimistic that something probably will get done.
Sure.
Who knows? But considering that, it's been a pretty flat week for the market, down 19 basis points so far here through Thursday. Leaves us still up a little over 2.25% for the year. Best sector so far this year has been healthcare. A lot of news out of the healthcare sector just today.
Utilities getting hammered again.
Yeah, and you know that's going to be related to
interest
uncertainty
rates.
With the Fed and raising interest rates, right?
Mm-hmm.
But healthcare is up 11% this year. We've seen a lot of M&A activity, consolidation in your insurers, hospital stocks moving today on news that pretty much seems like the Affordable Care Act is here to stay through the end of President Obama's term in office. Aside from that, it was kind of a light week in terms of economic data. Monday, we got the latest existing home sale numbers. It showed existing home sales rose by 5.1% in the month of May. That's up 9.2% from May of last year. And single-family housing led the increase, but something you haven't seen so much lately is condos and co-op sales also rose. Mm-hmm. And all four census regions showed healthy sales increases, with the strongest being the Northeast. So, you know, positive news in the housing market continuing into Tuesday. New home sales numbers look good as well. Acceleration in May, up 2.2% above the revised April number, and almost 20% higher over last year. There were some kind of weak spots in terms of geographic locations. The South wasn't real strong in the West, but Northeast, you're continuing to see new home sales increase at a pretty rapid pace. I mean, 20%.
Yeah, and cranes and hammers and nail guns are still moving, right? I mean, like, as I drive around the metro Atlanta area, it just doesn't seem like homes can be built quick enough.
Oh,
inventory is
low, for sure. And you talk about overall construction. You drive into the city, you're seeing, you know, rental housing go up like crazy, high rises, you know, in Atlanta, everywhere. So the housing market still seems like it has some room to run. There's a lot of demand still.
Yeah, and as you get further out in the suburbs, it seems to me, Charlie, I mean, it's still fairly hyper-local in that, and we talk about this, I use that term a good bit on the show now, that in the right pockets, there are a good bit of growth and pricing really spiking in real estate in certain spots. The further out you get from town, obviously, the more sparse it gets. But it just seems like there's more energy. I know I live in Woodstock, and there's just a ton of activity, you know, in the South Cherokee County. Obviously, East Cobb is almost out of control.
Yeah, the houses just don't last when they go on the market.
Yeah,
they're gone immediately.
Same thing here in West Cobb. Any piece of land that you see, you know, right off, you know, the main roads there, there's nothing left. They're buying it up and they're building.
Yeah, I mean, in the areas as you get further out that are more or less fully developed, and there just aren't any vacant parcels anymore.
Sure.
That's where those existing homes go quick, and they don't even have to really drop their price if the home's a good, you know, a good price point to start.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And now I can tell you, even materials are the pricing on materials is going up. I mean, golly, I had to buy. It sounds silly, but I had to replace. You know, it's that time in the life cycle of my house, at least. I did a pretty significant renovation and remodel about 8 years ago. So now everything's breaking. It's time to be replaced.
Right.
So I've got some boards on our deck off the side of the house that I'm having to replace. And you know, a 12-foot treated 2x4 at $8 a pop.
Oh, yeah. Add up quick.
It's a decision to go replace the deck board or not.
Sure,
but the
right.
prices on materials are getting up there. So,
Go ahead, Charlie.
No, I was going to say, I mean, Home Depot, look at what they've done over the past few years
as
a stock.
Yeah.
Know, those higher prices are helping them, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Surely. I guess the biggest or most important piece of data we got this week is the final first quarter read on GDP. Came in at a revised negative 0.2%, so really not great. But when you consider we're coming from negative 0.7%, we'll take the improvement. And hopefully, you know, we'll still see some positive GDP growth somewhere between, I think the latest expectation on Bloomberg is like around 1.9 to 2.2% for 2015. Best highlights from it, consumer spending and inventory investment both added to the growth, as well as fixed investment and net exports. Mm-hmm. Government spending was a drag as well. You also saw an increase in the savings rate up to 5.4%. So you see incomes increasing, but people maybe not so quick to spend the extra money they have in their pockets.
Yeah, that's always the dilemma in our economy is we want people to save, but then again, when people save, these GDP numbers really
exactly.
get.
That's right.
The consumption's not there to drive
the
economy.
Is it a confidence issue that they're not spending? Is it more of a keeping their powder dry? They're paying down debt.
You know, it's something we've kind of talked about recently. Maybe the consumer has been damaged so much by the recession that it's really a new consumer. Mm. You know, they're not spending like they used to in the past. They're saving their money and paying down their debts. They're not borrowing to the point that, you know, they can't even afford to pay it any longer. So it's like Charlie said, there's a positive aspect to it as well as a negative. You like to see us not get back into a situation where we've borrowed beyond, you know, a reasonable amount. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we want to see people out there spending money, you know.
Well, there's no doubt the psychology of the consumer's changed. I mean, it had a huge impact on everyone, I think, to go through the Great Recession the way we did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Back to housing, mortgage activity picked up last week. The MBA mortgage applications index rose 1.6%, driven mostly by the refinance index, which was up 1.8%. Purchase index was also higher, though, so, you know, strengths from both components of the index. And lastly, personal income growth remained strong in May, was up 0.5%. And that was the same as the upwardly revised April number. But spending accelerated strongly, up 0.9%. And durable goods were the leading component there. Services dragged a little bit.
Mortgage rates are still looking good historically.
Yeah, 4.15%.
In the low fours, jumbo rates are right in line with conventional.
Yeah.
You know, so for anyone building that new dream home,
yeah, we mentioned
you're really not
week.
Taking it, you know, on the chin with any extra interest cost.
That's right. We talked about it a little bit last week, and you know, to your point, I mean, if you've got the 30-year average mortgage is at 4.16 to the jumbo with 20% down, is it 4.21? There's just not that much of a
difference,
penalty, a tax on you to go ahead and get
to borrow on a big.
So you got to wonder what does that do to the way you know families go about financing their homes, where you'd normally I know a lot of folks will do a first mortgage and then do a second or a home equity line just to keep that first below the jumbo rate.
Sure,
there's really not much need to do that here.
No,
and you wonder how much of the interest rates and the worry that they're going they are increasing, but the worry that they're going to you know increase pretty quickly over the next year, how much is that driving some of those new home purchases as well as existing home?
It has.
We know it drives refinancing, but
sure.
You know, are people that have been meaning to sell their current home, build a new home over the past year, did they go ahead and make that decision?
Yeah, especially like you said, people looking to sell because you got to figure anyone who's going to look to buy your house, you know, the affordability of buying a home definitely goes up as interest rates increase. So even if you're on the selling side, you stand to see a negative from the increase in interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Also had plenty of earnings news this week. Sonic Corporation, I'm sure everyone's been to a Sonic. It's just about some point in their life. Reported first quarter earnings came in short of Wall Street expectations. Revenue side, the drive-in chain posted revenue of $167.7 million, which beat the street. So you saw a beat on revenue, but lagged on earnings. So not sure if there's some kind of one-time charge related there, but they weren't very optimistic on the rest of the year as well, and that sent shares down about 10%.
Pretty big hit.
Yeah, definitely.
And that stock, it might have gotten ahead of itself. I mean, that thing has just gone off the charts over the past.
Absolutely.
You know, we've owned Cracker Barrel, you know, for years now, and we haven't owned Sonic, unfortunately. But when you look at a lot of those restaurant companies that have done well, you know, they've doubled, tripled. It's
absolutely, and people hear the McDonald's story because McDonald's has trailed. But if you look at the others out there in that same space, they're kind of a one-off because, like you said, Sonic and Jack in the Box and a lot of these, Yum brands, Taco Bell, KFC, they've all done really well so far. So you're seeing
people are spending their money at the fast food restaurants. Casual restaurants or fast food restaurants.
Right.
Yep, no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, let's take a break here, and when we come back, we'll begin to get into this case study. We'll talk about whether or not retiring early is an option for Diane. When we come back, Charlie, so you and I can get into that and talk a little bit of financial planning. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talk. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.